Meriwether Lewis and William Clark were perhaps the two most famous explorers of the American West. In 1804, the two men began an expedition westward across the area of the United States that was then known as the Louisiana Territory. And along their way, they encountered unknown people and harsh climatic conditions. Lewis was born on August 18, 1774, in the state of Virginia. Clark was also born in Virginia, although he was 4 years older than Lewis. The two men met when Lewis joined the local militia, of which Clark was in command. During their experiences in combat, Lewis and Clark made a long-lasting friendship. United States President Thomas Jefferson had been Lewis's neighbor, and when Lewis was a young captain in the army, he received a letter from Jefferson offering him a job in charge of an expedition to explore the western country. On February 28, 1803, the United States Congress finally approved the financing for the expedition. At this time, Lewis told President Jefferson that it would be preferable to have a partner for the rigorous journey westward. With Jefferson's permission, Lewis offered the assignment to his friend Clark. In terms of their backgrounds, abilities, and interests, Lewis and Clark had a great deal in common. They both possessed many traits that would prove to be crucial for such a daunting expedition. They were intelligent, courageous, and loved adventure, and, because of their time in the army, they were calm under pressure and able to make important decisions quickly. The journey that Lewis and Clark made was more than 8,000 miles in length and lasted for nearly 2.5 years. The team charted their course by following the Missouri River, and they were responsible for discovering the Northwest Passage. When their expedition had safely concluded, President Jefferson purchased the Louisiana Territory for $15 million. Tragically, Lewis died at the age of 35, only 3 years after the expedition had finished. Clark lived a long and prosperous life in the state of Missouri, where he died peacefully in 1838. It is commonly believed that both men are worthy of laud and praise, providing later generations with an example of heroic patriotism and nationalistic vision.